From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. lawmakers received an extraordinary classified briefing by the Trump administration Wednesday on the situation in North Korea. The lawmakers were able to pose questions to the president's national security team and learn about the broad range of options to remove this threat from North Korea. Republican Senator John McCain believes using military force against North Korea will involve a lot of consideration.
We know that there's artillery at the DMZ, which can reach Seoul, a city of 25 million people. We can take out that artillery, but probably not before they had fired some shots. So this is a very delicate situation. And so far, I think that the president and his national security team have handled it pretty well.
Trump and U.S. officials have repeatedly said all options remain on the table to deal with the further nuclear or make that further North Korean provocations. Meanwhile, a U.S. Navy strike force led by the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson is approaching the east coast of the Korean Peninsula as an additional show of force to North Korea. U.S. military officials are slamming Turkish airstrikes against Kurdish targets in northern Syria, and Turkey's actions on Tuesday jeopardized both the fight against the Islamic State terror group and the well-being of U.S. forces on the ground. A U.S. military official on Wednesday said they got only about an hour's notice about the strikes. A spokesman for Turkey's foreign ministry defended the airstrikes, which resumed on Wednesday, saying the U.S., the coalition, and Russia were all duly informed through both military and diplomatic channels. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish authorities say they have arrested more than 1,000 people and suspended 9,100 policemen in a crackdown on alleged supporters of cleric Fethullah Gulen. The government blames the exiled cleric for orchestrating last year's failed military coup against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. President Trump unveiled his tax overhaul plan Wednesday. The aim's to slash corporate taxes by more than 50%, but the plan had no specifics on how it will impact the average citizen. Trump proposed cutting the U.S. corporate tax rate, the highest among the world's industrialized nations, from 35 to 15%. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
We have a very uncompetitive system that's hindering the economy and jobs. We want to make business competitive, and we want to simplify the personal tax system, lower taxes, and create economic growth. So this is going to be the biggest tax cut and the largest tax reform in the history of our country, and we are committed to seeing this through.
The Trump administration, however, offered no immediate plan to pay for the tax cuts, which some independent economic analysts say that over the next decade could add $2 trillion to nearly $20 trillion in long-term debt the U.S. has already amassed. A low-cost, widely available drug could save the lives of one in three mothers who would otherwise bleed to death after childbirth, according to a new study. Henry Ridgewell reports from London on what's learned so far.
Severe bleeding, known as postpartum hemorrhage or PPH, is the leading cause of maternal death worldwide, killing more than 100,000 women every year. The world's poorest countries, especially in Africa and India, are the worst hit. But there is new hope. In the 1960s, Japanese researchers developed a drug called tranexamic acid, which works by stopping blood clots from breaking down. But they could not persuade doctors to trial the drug for treating postpartum hemorrhage. The London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine has done just that in a trial involving 20,000 women in 21 countries, mainly in Africa and Asia. The results show tranexamic acid reduces the risk of bleeding to death by almost a third, with no side effects for either mothers or babies. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A Somali pirate will be spending the rest of his life in a U.S. federal prison for attacking an American Navy ship in 2010. The Ashton was not damaged and no one on board was hurt. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.